Blog Talk Radio. Morocco, Doha, Qatar, Jeddah and Riyadh in Saudi Arabia, and Dubai and Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. The electronic devices are still allowed to be packed into passengers' checked luggage. A new report by the World Meteorological Organization warns the planet is experiencing unprecedented increases in global temperatures and rising sea levels that smash all previous measurements. David Carlson, director of the World Meteorological Organization's World Climate Research Program, said, quote, "We're seeing other remarkable changes across the planet that are challenging the limits of our understanding of the climate system. We are now in truly uncharted territory," he said. A high court in India has granted the Ganges and Yamuna rivers the same legal rights as human beings. The ruling comes after the New Zealand Parliament passed a law granting the Whanganui River full legal rights last week. President Trump met with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi at the White House Monday on the 14th anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq, March 20, 2003. During their meeting, Trump pledged continued U.S. military support for the ongoing campaign against ISIS militants, including in the city of Mosul. On Monday, the Iraqi government said as many as 180,000 people have been displaced from West Mosul amidst the ongoing fighting. More than 100,000 of those who have fled are now in temporary refugee camps. Mexican journalist Ricardo Manuel Cabrera has been murdered in the Mexican state of Veracruz. He was the editorial director of the newspaper El Politico and the president of the local journalist association in the city of Cordoba. He's the second journalist to be murdered this month after Cecilio Pinedo was killed in the Mexican state of Guerrero. On the same day as Manuel's murder, a mass grave containing nearly 50 corpses was discovered in Veracruz only days after another mass grave of more than 250 bodies was discovered in the same state. Meanwhile, parents of the 43 missing students from the Ayotzinapa Rural Teachers College in Guerrero met with officials from the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights in Washington, D.C. Friday to demand action in the investigation into their missing children, who disappeared more than 2 years ago after being kidnapped by local police. In Florida, the Orange Osceola state attorney, Aramis Ayala, has received death threats from another government employee after she announced she would not seek the death penalty in any murder case, including a case of a police officer's killing. After her announcement, the assistant finance director of the Seminole County Clerk's Office, Dan McCullers, wrote on Facebook, quote, "Maybe she should get the death penalty. She should be tarred and feathered, if not hung from a tree," unquote. State's Attorney Ayala is the first African-American state's attorney in Florida's history. The Orlando Sentinel reports that from 1877 to 1950, more than 331 black people were lynched by whites in Florida, the most lynchings per capita of any state in the United States. In California, a three-day African trade conference at the University of Southern California was held without a single person from Africa. After the U.S. government denied the visas of every single African seeking to attend, organizers of the African Global Economic and Development Summit say between 1,600 and 100 potential attendees from Africa all have their visas denied. Organizer Mary Flowers said, quote, "I don't know if it's Trump or if it's the fact that the embassies that have been discriminating for a long time see this as an opportunity because of talk of the travel ban to blatantly reject everyone," unquote. Forbes magazine has published its annual billionaires list. According to Forbes, President Donald Trump's net worth has dropped by $1 billion. His fortune is now reportedly $3.5 billion, making him the 544th richest person in the world. In more news on billionaires, banker David Rockefeller has died at the age of 101. One of the heirs to the Rockefeller oil fortune, he also exerted extensive political influence worldwide. David Rockefeller was the longest-serving member of the Trump on Foreign Relations. He was a strong promoter of neoliberalism and was involved in U.S. political interventions, including the ouster of Chile's democratically elected leader, Salvador Allende. David Rockefeller also engaged in philanthropy. And Peter Huang, a leading scholar of Asian American studies and immigration, has died. Born in Taiwan in 1941, Huang was a distinguished professor of urban affairs and planning at Hunter College in New York and a professor of sociology at the Graduate Center of City of New York. His work was twice nominated for the Pulitzer Prize. In 2010, Huang appeared on Democracy Now! To talk about his Oscar-nominated film, China's Unnatural Disaster, The 10 Years of Sichuan Province. This this is Peter Huang, speaking about how the Chinese government was seeking to suppress information about the earthquake, which killed 80,000 people.
So, ironically, ours is the only document of history. It's the only thing left. And so it is therefore very important for us to continue to push. People in China are pushing. We have to do our task. This is really very important because the parents knew. We're the only ones who could let the rest of the world know.
Peter Huang talking about the film China's Unnatural Disaster, The Tears of Sichuan Province. Peter Huang died this past weekend. And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman.
And I'm Juan Gonzalez. Welcome to all of our listeners and viewers around the country and around the world. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch is back on Capitol Hill today for day two of his confirmation hearing. A senator on the Judiciary Committee will be allotted 30 minutes to question the federal judge who was tapped by President Trump to fill the seat left vacant by Antonin Scalia's death over a year ago. President Obama nominated Merrick Garland to replace Scalia nearly a year ago, but Republicans refused to even hold hearings, fearing that Garland would tip the ideological balance of the court to the left. During opening statements on Monday, Democratic senators repeatedly criticized Gorsuch's record and took aim at their Republican counterparts for refusing to take up the nomination of Garland last year. This is Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island. Now, where do you fit in? When Hobby Lobby was in the 10th Circuit, you held for a corporation having religious rights over its employees' health care. Your record on corporate versus human litigants comes in by one count at 21-2 for corporations. Tellingly, big special interests and their fund groups are spending millions of dollars in a dark money campaign to push your confirmation. We have a predicament. In ordinary circumstances, you should enjoy the benefit of the doubt based on your qualifications. But several things have gone wrong that shift the benefit of the doubt. One, Justice Roberts sat in that very seat, told us he just called balls and strikes, and then led his five-person Republican majority on that activist 5-4 political shopping spree. Once burned, twice shy. Confirmation etiquette has been unhinged from the truth. Two, Republican senators denied any semblance of due legislative process to our last nominee. One, I would say, even more qualified than you, and that's saying something. Why go through the unprecedented political trouble to deny so qualified a judge even a hearing if you don't expect something more amenable to come down the pike? Those political expectations also color the benefit of the doubt.
That's Rhode Island Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse. In his opening statement, Supreme Court Justice nominee Judge Neil Gorsuch warned against judges being, quote, secret legislators.
When I put on the robe, I'm also reminded that under our Constitution, it's for this body, the people's representatives, to make new laws, for the executive to ensure those laws are faithfully executed, and for neutral and independent judges to apply the law in the people's disputes. If judges were just secret legislators, declaring not what the law is, but what they would like it to be, the very idea of a government by the people and for the people would be at risk. And those who came before the court would live in fear, never sure exactly what the law requires of them, except for the judge's will. As Alexander Hamilton said, liberty can have nothing to fear from judges who apply the law, but liberty has everything to fear if judges try to legislate too.
That Supreme Court Justice nominee Neil Gorsuch talk more about the judge. We're joined by Ian Millhiser, senior fellow at the Center for American Progress Action Fund, editor of Think Progress Justice, author of the book Injustices of the Supreme Court's History.
This is Black Noise Radio, produced by DJ Monk for Blue Bay Tech. Your deep mix of music and thoughts. Please fill loudly.